Wildlife. Seals follow the salty waters of the river upstream, and they're not an uncommon sight here. Look out for their long, muzzled, whiskered heads bobbing just above the surface as they hang in the water in between dives. The river is rich in bird life. Herons nest in the riverside trees on the Greenway estate. You can see these tall birds standing motionless by the water's edge or flying overhead with ponderous grace on long, slow wing beats. Wading birds feed along the shore, following the tide in and out. You may see small flocks of white-breasted brown-backed dunlin, along with the orange-billed oyster catchers. Turnstones have short bills and short orange legs, black breasts and white undersides. Small flocks of them ferret around in the seaweed and debris on the shore. Curlews, whose name comes from the sound of their piping calls, can also be seen here, as can ring plovers with their orange bills, black and white heads and distinctive black ring around the neck. Woodland birds include buzzard, sparrowhawk and the bounding flights of red and black and white great-spotted woodpeckers. The National Trust estate at Greenway is managed particularly for farmland birds. These include yellowhammers with their unmistakable brilliant yellow heads and the rare searle bunting, a small green and brown bird with a black and yellow striped face. You'll also hear the airborne skylark's liquid song high above the fields here. Longwood is home to the silverwash fritillary butterfly. The largest butterfly in Britain, it's a handsome fritillary with deep orange wings with black markings. Roe deer find shelter in Longwood. The roe is a fairly small and delicate deer with short antlers. It's a rich brown in colour with a white patch on its rump and a large black nose. As you walk up the hill from Greenway Estate, Butcher's Broom can be seen. This spiky, spiny little shrub has small oval leaves clustered up at its stems with bright red berries. Bundles of it used to be used to scour butchers' blocks, and they were made into prickly tents around the meat to keep mice away.